Greetings, 91 Weekers. This is Pastor George back with you again as we move right on into week number 82, which means we only have 10 weeks remaining in this journey. Now, whether you're working ahead or perhaps you're hanging on by a thread, let's agree to finish this journey strong, because it's tempting to stop pedaling and coast through the finish line, but this is not a time for coasting or drifting, because the Lord can have just as much to say to you in the final 10 weeks as he did in the first 81. So don't relax now. Instead, press forward with intentionality and persistence, knowing that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, for the next 2 weeks, as expected, we find ourselves knee-deep in the book of Job. This week's chapters are 7 through 25. And I must say, I'm utterly amazed at the reflections and responses of Job's friends in this week's reading. At first, I was impressed with their compassion to sit with him for 7 days and share in his grief and loss without saying a word. After all, what can you possibly ever to say to comfort anyone that lost all of their children, their friends, their reputation, their livelihood, their material wealth, and their physical health? And not only that, but severe pain and discomfort that was so bad, he not only longed for death, but despised the day he was even born. But even though Job's friends seemed to get off to a good start, they ruined their ministry by opening their mouths. Most times, it's just better not to say anything when someone is grieving as severely as Job was during that time. In fact, his suffering defied explanation, and trying to provide one for Job is where things went awry. And Job eventually said as much in chapter 13, verse 5, when he responded, "If only you could be silent, that's the wisest thing you could do." And that's good advice for us as well, because whenever we find ourselves in a situation where someone is grieving over the loss of something or even someone, the best thing we can do is refrain from providing explanations or cliches like, "Well, it must have been God's will," or "You'll feel better in time." You know, when people are suffering a loss, they need to grieve that loss and process it fully. They actually need to feel it. They aren't looking for answers or explanations, and oftentimes the best thing we can do is just be there and grieve with them, sharing in their loss and pain, without providing explanations or antidotes. Verbally and compassionately express your sorrow, then simply grieve along with them. The comfort of your presence is what they need, not your advice. I'm sure I speak for many of you when I say that one of the places I like to visit the least are funeral homes, because it means someone is grieving a severe loss in their life, and because I never knew what to say in order to bring comfort to those who are grieving. Until I learned that simply just being there, verbally expressing my sorrow for their loss, and then sharing in their grief with them without providing a remedy is generally all that's required. For Job's friends, although they probably didn't have access to it at the time, would have been wise to follow the advice of Proverbs 12:23. "Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble." Being a good listener is usually always better than being a good talker. Another thing that grabbed my attention this week are the several references to the brevity of life. Now, I know we've talked about this in the past. However, this theme sure does seem to pop up quite a bit in Scripture, and therefore it's always worth re-emphasizing. For example, chapter 7, verse 7, Job said, "God, remember that my life is but a breath." And chapter 8, verse 9, "Our days on earth are as fleeting as a shadow." In chapter 14, verses 1 to 2, "How frail is humanity, how short is life, how full of trouble." We blossom like a flower and then wither. Like a passing shadow, we quickly disappear. It doesn't matter whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament. The scriptures emphasize this truth over and over and over again. We are only here for a short time, and the things we do with the time we have remaining matter. The devil and the world will try to distract our flesh by wasting our time on self-indulgence, but we must remain diligent to defend against the devil's schemes by staying close to Jesus and on mission with him. I once heard Dr. D. James Kennedy, when he was still alive on this earth, quote this during one of his broadcasts as he was emphasizing the same point. And I urge you not to lose sight of this because it's so critically important. I'm not sure who he was quoting at the time, but it went something like this. Only one life, and soon 'tis past, and only what's done for Christ will last. So let me conclude with a few questions. Will the things you're planning to do today or tomorrow or this week bring glory to God? Will they store up for you treasures in heaven? Or will they burn up on the day of judgment along with the hay and the stubble? Job said our lives are like a passing shadow. So we would all be wise to put our shadows to good use for the kingdom while we still have opportunity. Only one life, and soon it's past, and only what's done for Christ will last. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.